This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams. Now that we've looked back at the economy in 2017, let's look ahead. Just today, we're seeing protests in Iran, not-so-subtle threats from North Korea, and a host of other issues likely to influence the global economy. Geopolitical intelligence firm Stratfor has released its annual report forecasting which big stories are likely to influence world politics and markets. For some insights, I'm joined by Reva Gujan. She's the Vice President of Global Analysis at Stratfor Worldview. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. Happy to be here.
What's ahead for the global economy in 2018?
Well, to start, we're looking at a tepid global economic recovery, but a lot of geopolitical risk overlaying that recovery. So everything from a potential North Korea military crisis to the Iran nuclear deal hanging by a thread, heavy debt burdens in China and Italy, the threat of a global trade war. There's just a lot of risk to assess here.
And your report basically calls the United States and the White House's trade agenda protectionist. What does a protectionist America look like in what is a pretty integrated global economy?
In rhetoric, it's much more aggressive, and we are seeing actions that are more unilateral in nature. So we've seen, you know, we'll see the reviews on Section 301 concerning intellectual property and forced technology transfers on China. There's Section 232 investigation with an intent to restrict steel imports on national security grounds. Those are the kinds of moves we're seeing out of this administration, as well as an impulse to renegotiate existing trade pacts. Now, NAFTA, of course, is hugely consequential. There's also intent to renegotiate the U.S.'s trade pact with South Korea. You know, if you were to look at a worst case scenario of the U.S. unilaterally withdrawing from either one, South Korea would have that higher risk. It doesn't have the same level of supply chain integration as you see with NAFTA. It doesn't have the same lobbying clout in the United States as, say, the Mexicans and the Canadians do.
The Trump administration has talked a great deal about pursuing bilateral trade agreements as opposed to multilateral agreements. Are we seeing the consequence of this shift in priorities already?
We are. You know, a lot of countries are looking at the administration. They're seeing a more unilateral approach toward trade, a willingness to go outside of the bounds of the WTO and holding countries like China accountable for their unique brand of state market capitalism. And so other countries are going to watch that. They're going to have to prepare for the worst. You'll see this continued frenzy toward trying to make more progress in what have been long stagnant free trade negotiations. Every country is going to be hedging against one another, whether they're calling themselves allies or not.
Reva Gujan is the Vice President of Global Analysis for Stratfor Worldview. Thank you so much.
Thank you.